CEO of Te Akawhai Ora, which is our Māori Health Authority. And look, I know you've been so busy, and thank you for making time to talk with us this evening. I won't keep you long, Rihanna.
Kia ora. Kei te pai whai, good to talk to you.
Look, first of all, I want to thank you for the work that you're doing, you, your board, and your senior team there, and all of those who are working and working hard to make Te Akawhai Ora a success. You know, you've just come in, it's not even a jolly year yet, and I believe that some people were expecting you to wave the magic wand and all the problems would be over.
Yes, I think that, you know, I can understand too. Aspiration's high, expectation is high, and of course we want to do a good job, Fire. But you know, it took us 182 years to get here, and it's going to take a little bit of time for us to sort out how we're going to fix all these issues.
That's right, and of course you are setting up an entirely new organisation, a new entity. So that takes time, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And we've tried to be really conscious of the discussion around, you know, bureaucracies, making sure that we keep ourselves small, nimble, and able to pivot quickly. So we don't want to waste people's money. We don't want to waste people's time. But we have to have enough of an entity there to do those kind of, you know, those key shifts that are required under the Pai Ora legislation.
So, Rihanna, you've still got your chief, your board chair of the board. He's still with you. He hasn't been given the heave-ho, or he or she hasn't been given the heave-ho yet.
Oh no, we've got a fantastic board, and of course, Tepa Mahuta is our chair. And you know, and we've been so lucky because through the transition into, you know, what I like to call our first year of being, we've had to lean in quite heavily at times to make sure that our board are aware of what's happening, that they're across things, because as you can hear now, there's a lot of risk that we run if we don't do a good job. So, you know, like any good board, they want to make sure they're across their governance structures and strategies, and we, the operators, have got to do a good job. But I do want to sort of remind people that, you know, we started with one employee on the 1st of July, and we've had to kind of build an organisation, get those plans in place. Yes, we've had to use contractors and consultants from time to time because a lot of the mahi that we've done in establishment is kind of specialist mahi. And of course, we're in a globally, you know, constrained workforce. So all of these factors, it's like the perfect storm. But in spite of that, we've still gotten on and done the work. And that's because of the hard work of these amazing people. And we've leaned into all our people across the districts, you know, all of those Māori health directorates, partnered up with Manatū Hauora, and we've pretty much drawn on anybody who's willing to give us a hand. And that's because, you know, we had inspirational leaders like Pa Mason at the beginning who set the pace for us, and now we've just kind of all got to stump up.
So we're not likely to see just another, just a Māori version of what we've had in the past, are we? Because I heard you say that you've taken your time, you wanted to, you know, obviously you want to talk to the people who are delivering the services, but more importantly, you want it to be different to the system that we had in the past that really didn't serve us overly well.
No, that's right. And our job is not to create if you like, an identical organisation to run alongside Te Whatu Ora, because we're not doing the same job. They have the hospitals, they have the contracts with primary care, etc. We've got a very unique job, which is to commission and co-commission, and I think we've made some real movement in those spaces. And then we've got a monitoring role to make sure that we hold the system to account for those Hauora Māori outcomes. I would like to say too that when it comes to the commissioning functions, we're not talking about procurement as it always was. This is about having discussions, wānanga, presentations, interviews with all of our providers and partners, to make sure they describe for us what it is that they think the outcome is. And we're going to be doing more of that over the next year with those 300 and, you know, there's basically $350 million worth of contracts that we will be managing on behalf of our partners. We want to make sure that they are, you know, that they are working toward outcomes rather than widgets. We want to make sure that it makes sense in those little sort of rats and mice contracts, that we bring those together to create stronger tuapapa agreements that we can all, you know, work toward better outcomes for our people.
Well, I do hope, Rihanna, that that the ones who are providing the services through their contracts, I hope they're given good license to be able to, you know, be innovative in how they approach their mahi, and they're not being dictated to by te whatu ora, and you know, well, I don't know if you're going to get quite punitive about what you want to see and what you, because the detail, I don't believe, rests with te whatu, sorry, not with te whatu ora, with Te Aka Whai Ora, you know, because what I always hear from providers is that, you know, once we have to provide detail, we get bogged down and they get bogged down. Yeah. And so I just hope it doesn't eventuate that that's going to be the outcome.
And that's part of the problem, because, you know, the contracting as it currently is, some of our providers have got up to 80 different monitoring lines in a contract. You know, and that what that does is create a workforce just to do monitoring and or performance monitoring feedback and reporting. And I actually don't think, I mean, I've been on the other side of this coin. One of the things I remember is thinking, so what difference will this reporting make? How will it fashion the commissioning of tomorrow? So, and trust me when I say, we have not got everything right in our first year, first hit out of commissioning either. So, you know, we had a lot of RFPs. We had the cyclones hit about the same time as them. And some of the feedback our partners have given to us is that an RFP sets people up in competition. It also means that those with really good writers will be at an advantage. And that's the feeling or the sense that they have. So wānanga and discussions with our providers to say, actually, here's the outcome we're trying to reach for. What's your thoughts on it? And let's have discussions about it and how we think we can achieve it. So, you know, it's a live and learn moment. There's lots to be done differently, and we definitely want to do things differently. But that's why it's taken some time to fire, because you can't do different overnight. You just can't change it up. You've got to do some learning, have some kōrero, have a wānanga about it, and then you start to fashion up what you think will make a difference. And quite frankly, then you'll learn that that's probably not working as well, and you'll change it up again.
I like the sound of that, Rihanna. I really like the sound of that, because I do believe you're right. The RFP process, it becomes very competitive, and really it doesn't allow for the innovation that could come from sitting down and having some good discussion, good kōrero, and then with everybody's ideas and thoughts, you could come up with something that is really going to knock the socks off and make a big, big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think that's where we would have loved to have been in this first year. But of course, it's very hard to stand everything up and do new, innovative, all at the same time. So to some degree, there are things that we'll do in this first 2 years appropriation, but Budget 24 is where we've really got our sights set on, making sure that everything is in place so that it does look different and it feels different for our partners. But most importantly, it feels different for the people receiving those services.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, I've been listening to the kōrero from Shane Reti, Dr. Shane Reti. He's the member of parliament. Well, he's a member of parliament for National. And I know you probably won't be saying too much about it, but I mean, it must be disappointing for you as the CEO of Te Aka Whai Ora to hear to Dr. Reti, because he's, you know, he's significant in the National Party and making statements about, you know, first of all, they want to shut you down should they become the government. So that to me suggests that they have been they're quite in agreement that the Māori should actually be where they are, continue to be where they are in the abysmal health outcomes, and also that we should be content to see Māori men die 7 to 8 years earlier than non-Māori, than Pākehā. I mean, what's the matter with the guy?
Oh, I just think, and I know that this is going to come off sounding a little bit strange, but what I really think is everybody's passionate about the subject. I honestly believe that from one end of the country to the other end, when it comes to Māori clinicians and all of us who've been involved, and you've been involved in the system for a long time too, Whaia, we're all passionate to see change. And I think our job is to make sure that irrespective of which government is in place, we have to do a good job for our people. And so that's going to mean making sure that we can point to those things that we know to be that we're doing well in, and then we can also make sure that we are really clear about where change needs to happen. And be honest about that ourselves. You know, our own integrity will stand up against the muster. And, I mean, you know, the last 12 months have been so busy, Fire. I've never known anything like it. I don't think I had, any idea. I always knew what busy was before, but this is quite different. And it feels quite overwhelming at times because you know what you can see the outcome over there. You know what good health and well-being for our people will look like. It's trying to pull all the threads together to weave that perfect whāriki. And that's the tough part. And we need all the parts of the whāriki. Every one of our leaders has to be right in behind this because this change needs to happen. And we need to make sure that we progress things like that, you know, close the life expectancy gap. There's nothing wrong with saying that. There is nothing wrong with owning that. We should all be responsible for it, not just te aka whaiora, but every single part of the system. And that's not just for health. That's housing, that's education, that's justice. You know, it's every single part of it. Oranga tamariki, every one of those babies in state care, they should be our focus point now because good health for them will mean intergenerational habits are broken, you know. And so there's so much to see and do. You can see why I might have trouble sleeping some nights.
But yes.
Because it feels like a lot, because it is a lot. But if we step it all back, let's just be really – try and uncomplicate some parts of it. You've got to do what you can do, put your best foot forward, and just keep moving forward. So rather than wallowing in what I think is good, bad, or indifferent, it's just, if that's not working, let's change it up and let's go in a different direction. Take our people with us. And someone asked me the other day, you know, if you're not doing a good job, when would you, you know, pull the pin kind of thing? And I always say that my people will tell me when enough is enough.
Absolutely. Well, Rihanna, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this evening. I know it's quite late and you've made time for us and you've been busy and just got back. So thank you so much. It's been really interesting getting an update from you on Te Aka Whai Ora. And again, thank you for the mahi that you're doing right now.
Well, tēnā koe whai. And of course, thank you for having us tonight. And of course, a big, huge mahi to everybody else. We're doing the best we can, whānau, and we will be there every step of the way.
Kia ora. Thank you very much. Rihanna Manuel, and Rihanna is the CEO of Te Aka Whai Ora, and which is the Māori Health Authority. That's the health authority that the National Party said that they would disestablish should they get into Parliament. And so they deserve all of our support because they are not going to do things in a once-over lightly way. They want to get it right from the outset, and that's why they're taking their time.